The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
His disciples approached Jesus and said to him, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And he called a child and placed the child in their midst, and he said, "I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this child in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
A few words about angels and the angels in our lives. The word angel comes from a Latin word, angelus, which means one who is sent. So in the classical understanding of the angel is the one who is sent, a messenger. The angel is a messenger of God's love. And if you read the Bible, it's full of stories about angels. All the Old Testament, in the Jewish Semitic tradition, angels were very, very important. Actually, in front of our pastoral center, the next time you pass, coming into the parking lot there in the pastor, there's a Della Robbia up there of a man and an angel. That's from the book of Tobit. That's an image of Tobias, who was on a mission, and an evil spirit called Asmodeus threatened his life and caused all sorts of chaos in his life. And the angel, the archangel Raphael, comes to protect him. That's the image of Tobias and the archangel Raphael protecting him. Keep this in mind. Even in the life of Jesus, you have angels. There are two times in the life of Jesus where the angels appear to support Jesus. One is, it's in Matthew and it's in Mark. And it's the time when Jesus goes into the desert for 40 days and he's fasting, and it's a testing. We call it the temptation of Christ, but it's a testing of Christ between good and evil. Christ is good, the evil spirit is there tempting him or testing him. It's a triumph of good over evil. But after Jesus finishes this encounter, mentioned in Matthew and Mark, the angels come to strengthen him. He's in a time of great difficulty in his life, and it says the angels come to give him strength. The second time, it appears only in Luke's gospel, but in the agony in the garden, when Jesus has gone through an enormously difficult time in his life, and he's depressed and he's overwhelmed with grief, he's full of fear. And in this moment of great crisis in the life of the human Jesus there in the Garden of Gethsemane, Luke's gospel said, an angel came to strengthen him. And therefore, we're all given angels in life. We're not so conscious of the angels, but the angel is the sign of God's presence in your life. The angel is the messenger of God's love for you. You know, rather interestingly, in the Shi'i Muslim tradition, they believe in angels. The Muslims believe in angels. There's this story about the most powerful and loving angel in creation that loves the Creator greater than anyone else. The angel's name is Iblis. And the angel loves the Creator, and then when man and woman are created, when the person is created, the angel said, I will not non-serve him. I will not bow down before your creation. And there's a huge cosmic struggle, and Iblis is cast down into the place of darkness, and he is the devil. He's the image of the devil for the Muslims, for the Shiites. Why is hell hell for Iblis? Because he still loves the Creator greater than anyone else in creation. And therefore hell is the absence from the one we love the most. That's the teaching of the Shiites. Now, what does this mean to you and to me today? It means that we should journey through this day conscious of our guardian angel, conscious of God's watching over us, the providence of God caring for us. It's a good thing, by the way, to think about your angel in a very personal way, your guardian angel. Even put a name on your angel. Find a name for your angel and call upon your angel to strengthen you and to support you, especially when you're having a hard time in your life. Like Jesus in the desert after his testing, or Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, the angel came to strengthen him. Think about that in your life. Maybe go back and read some of the stories about the angels. Go back to the book of Tobit and read about the angel Raphael protecting Tobias from the evil spirit Asmodeus. Think about how God touches your life and how God protects you and how God gives you strength in your life. And the presence of God appears in a special way in our guardian angel. That's why we celebrate guardian angels today. You never know. Many of the blessings we have and the protections we have and the strength we need in a time of difficulty. Call upon your guardian angel to give you strength, to support you, and to give you courage and hope. That's what happens to Jesus when he's gone through his great, great difficult time in the desert and in the Garden of Gethsemane. You want to think about that today, especially for our students. Read one or two of the stories of angels. There are many. The one we're most familiar with, of course, is the angel Gabriel coming to Mary to announce that she is to be the mother of God. The angel Gabriel being the messenger. She's the messenger of good news. So somehow connect with your angel, because your angel is the messenger of good news in your life. Walk with your angel today. Amen.